And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
Are you ready for the Super Bowl? The Super Bowl of politics tonight, right? Are you ready for the debates? You're listening to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. I'm Doug Hagmann, flying solo tonight. Our guest, first segment's going to be L.A. Marzulli. First couple of segments, L.A. Marzulli, taking us right up to the debate. And then from there, we're going to go ahead and run the debate with some commentary. Going to keep the debate live and run the debate with some commentary. You know, 100 million people are going to be tuned into the debate, so we're going to be paying attention to what's going on. I personally think that, folks, I think Hillary Clinton is going to come out swinging, and she's going to look good. She's going to, by all appearances, she's going to be put together, at least for 90 minutes. And I do believe that the press is going to declare her the winner in substance and in form. That's my belief. Do I agree with it? No. Do I like it? No. Do I think it's real? No. Just saying. This is, to me, this is kind of what it will be, I believe. I want to welcome everyone listening to our program tonight, our show tonight. I want to welcome everyone listening all across Long Island. Thank you for tuning in, choosing our platform to as we analyze the debate, the coverage, the even analyzing the debate coverage, the substance of the debate, and of course all the issues that are pushed aside because of the debate. At Hagmann Report, Twitter. At Hagmann Report, Facebook. Hagmann Report. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I also have a personal Twitter account, Douglas, or Hagmann PI, I'm sorry, Hagmann PI, that's at Hagmann PI. So in a few minutes, we're going to be bringing on L.A. Marzulli to talk about his latest with respect to the Days of Chaos. Boy, there we are. And some other pertinent salient issues, and of course, at 9 o'clock, straight up Eastern Time, we're going to be joining the debate live. We've got a monitor here, right there. Can you see it? If you're listening to this, just imagine a 46-inch screen to our right. If you are watching, of course you can see it. So, having said that, it's all good. Now, a couple of things here. Oh, the bathroom's ringing. No, never mind. Don't worry about it. A couple of issues here. Hofstra University provides trigger warning for presidential debate. Now, are you serious? And this comes, and you can go to HagmannReport.com, folks, HagmannReport.com, to take a look at this. Hofstra University posted a trigger warning sign to warn students that anyone going into the debate there, oh my goodness, the potential for disturbing content might be discussed tonight. And if it causes you, problems, folks, they have resources set up. As a matter of fact, sexual violence, sexual assault, and abuse are some of the topics that might be mentioned tonight during the debate. So if you feel triggered, please know that there are resources to help you. And, of course, the resources that they have, student counseling services, Title IX coordinator, student advocacy and prevention, and the National Sexual Assault Hotline. When have we turned into a nation of wimps? Are you... kidding me? This is beyond anything, beyond the realm, beyond the pale. These are your tax dollars at work here. This is your, this is the snowflake generation. This is everything that's wrong with America right here. You've got a bunch of hypersensitive sissies out there who are professional victims. They're professional victims. Anyone that is offended by this I'm sorry, but you got more problems than attending a presidential debate. Yeah, my heart, absolutely. Am I hard on you? Yeah. Grow up. Get over it. Oh my goodness. Oh no, no, no. Gonna have to seek counseling for that. And, which also on HagmanReport.com. Folks, you know about this? The YouTube Heroes program. A bunch of people now flagging potentially offensive content. Oh, that's right. I wonder how long we're going to last on YouTube. We're already looking for and searching out alternative sources for our video broadcasts. This has got disaster written all over it. The Heroes program. You go to HagmanReport.com and read about it. I think JD put it up. Thank you, JD. It's going to change the way things are. The way things are delivered. See, here's the issue. If you are not liked, or if you are, if somebody wants to just to harass you, this is a perfect way to do it. Because they put you in a timeout first, ask questions later, and then they review it. But there are serial harassers out there, folks. You understand this. We're victims of it. Oh, there's that word victim. We experience it every day. Every day it's a fight. Well, this is how they erode your patience. And this is how the enemies of freedom are fighting asymmetrically right now. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by Elite Island Resorts. We found an amazing getaway. Just a tremendous getaway with an amazing price. The Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua. Have you been there? Right now, for just under $100, $99 per person per night, you can enjoy an adults only, that's 16 and up, all-inclusive holiday getaway on a white sandy beach. Oh, doesn't that sound good? Go to pineapplebeachclub.com. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. Or go to hagmanandhagman.com and click on the Pineapple Beach Club logo there. Or call 800-772-8711. That's 800-772-8711. There you can check it out. More on that later. The Clinton emails that came out. 189-page summary of interviews conducted. Year-long investigation of Hillary Clinton's private server. It did give us some more information, folks. The report was made public Friday evening, of course. This is what they do, the Friday document dump. You know that. This report came on the heels of the House Republicans' revelation that three additional witnesses had received immunity agreements from the Justice Department, bringing the total number of witnesses who were shielded from prosecution to five. And looking at this from an investigative vantage point, you have to understand that one of the people here involved in this, involved in the getting immunity, was the individual who was the employee of Platte River server. All right. Now, we're going to be getting into this, and I've got some things to write on this, an investigative report on this, but you have to understand, when the FBI grants immunity, there's two types of immunity. One is essentially a blanket immunity, and one is a very focused, specific kind of immunity. I think it's called user immunity. Well, it would appear to me that the Paul Cometa from Platte River servers was granted a limited immunity based on his citing or his invoking the Fifth Amendment of late during a recent hearing. And if that's the case, that speaks volumes about this revelation. And people may say, well, you know, that's yesterday's news. The email thing was, there's nothing to it. Of course, Comey came out and said, there's nothing to it. It was negligence, carelessness. Well, now, hold on a minute here. That final chapter has not been written yet. Comey is slow walking this. Comey, the FBI director, slow walking this, much to the consternation of the FBI rank and file members. And of course, what we're going to see, and I don't know if you caught this, folks, but it was revealed that Obama, that's right, Barry Satoro, he was emailing, receiving, and sending emails under a pseudonym. I think it was Mac Daddy, long-legged Mac Daddy. I'm not sure, but that was revealed this weekend under a fake name. This is, the final chapter, and this has not been written. And folks, there's going to be much, and I mean much, evidence of criminality exposed when it is exposed. I happened to turn on the TV, last night. I was flipping through some channels and, want to take a little bit of time and just kind of veg out. And I happened upon All the President's Men from 1976. I don't know how many people have seen that. And it was pretty interesting because there was an exchange at one point at the very, toward the end of the movie, within the last 30 minutes of the movie, where Woodward and Bernstein were talking with Ben Bradley, the editor at the Washington Post at the time. And Bradley looked at Woodward and Bernstein and said, you know what? People just don't care. People don't care about Watergate. People don't care. And it reminds me of that saying right now. People just don't care. Whether it's emails, whether it's Benghazi, people don't care. I do believe that they do. At least the people that are within our demographic. And I also believe that more and more people are waking up to the fact that this is not just a scandal. This is not just a bunch of hollow investigations. This is, in fact, criminal behavior. And one of the revelations from the Clinton FBI files, the report that was released on Friday, is the fact that someone was screwing around with the FOIA process, the Freedom of Information Act process. You know that pristine journalistic tool? Oh, that's the answer to everything, right? Folks, look, if I'm a journalist and I file an FOIA request to a government agency, how it's supposed to work is that government agency is supposed to remit anything within the confines of your request, as long as it does not give any personal or sensitive information out to you. In a nutshell, my contention and my assertion is, yeah, that's the way it's supposed to work. Except when it doesn't work that way, when you have people that are actually withholding information, knowingly withholding information, and it happens all of the time. Well, here it is right now. One witness in the case of the Clinton email, Congress, and watchdog groups that were involved in the whole process, one witness told the FBI that he believed that there was interference with the formal FOIA review process. Indeed, there is. There's that that happens all of the time. All right, beautiful. L.A. Marzulli, we're coming to you. L.A. Marzulli is joining us now, and we're going to be talking about his book and his work, Days of Chaos, and of course how it affects the current day. Folks, you know L.A. Marzulli. Let's grab him on. L.A., welcome to Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hey, great to be here.
Hey, man, it's great to have you, my friend. So what do you think? Tonight is the debate. We have a lot to talk about. There's been incidents that happened all across the country here the weekend before this past weekend. Of course, we saw a shooting in Washington State. We saw a lot of things happen over in Syria. I mean, where do we start? We got the debate tonight. I mean, where do we start?
Well, you know, look, first of all, the bottom line is, and I blogged about this today. I was actually in Oklahoma City sitting next to Bob Ulrich in the car. My wife, he was in the back when all this came down. And the first thing I said is, you know, that they don't know who the shooter is yet. I looked at it on Drudge Report, saw it on Breitbart, but I said, I bet you anything, it'll be tied and linked back to radical Islam. Sure enough, the guy's from Turkey. He's got imams on his website. Look, he's got mental problems, I get that. And we've heard some very disturbing reports of the way he groped females in high school and all this other stuff. And some of the women were afraid to walk down the same side of the street with this guy. Okay, I get it. The bottom line is, and here's what people don't get, Doug, and it drives me absolutely up the wall. It's like, I posted a video from Geert Wilders on my blog, lamarsluli.net. All the American people should be required to watch that. Of course, you'll never, if you watch that, you're, you know, a basket of deplorables. We're kind of one of them. We're labeled Islamophobes. Listen to it because they're 10 years ahead of us. They are. They're 10 years ahead of us. Islam is a political ideology. It has no, it doesn't want to come here and assimilate. It's not interested in the Constitution. It's interested in Sharia. And of course, just the fact that I say this makes me an Islamophobe, but that's the bottom line. Therefore, the attacks that we are seeing are now commonplace. And the American people are so asleep, not all of them, because people are waking up. That's why the Trump rallies have 12,000, 20,000 and upwards people coming to the rallies, and Clinton has a few hundred, according to Breitbart. Now, granted, Breitbart is like, you know, I get that. But that's, other news media outlets are saying that too. And Hillary's canceling stuff. The bottom line is this, that people, the American people are waking up. They are so sick and tired of the Washington nonsense, and I mean completely sick and tired of it. There was a clip I showed again on the blog, and it's one of the spokespeople for the Clinton campaign. This guy's such a weasel, he should be required to come out in a weasel suit, and I mean that. I really mean that. I'm not joking around here. He should be required to come out in a weasel suit because this guy can't answer a question. You know, did Hillary, the emails, Benghazi, whatever... This guy refuses to answer any of the questions. This is where we are. This is where we are. And the bottom line is, most Americans know now that there's an element in the Islamic faith which seeks to basically destroy. And let me back up. On the blog today, I mentioned an actual happening that happened to me last week. I was on the road from a conference in Saskatchewan, crossing the Canadian-American border, headed to Minot. And we're waiting there in customs on the American side. And here's the deal. We're waiting in this little waiting room, and in comes a Muslim family. And I sat there, and this is before the shooting. This is before the shooting, okay? This is on Wednesday night. So I'll give you an idea. And I'm sitting there, but we already had another event just a few days earlier, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm saying to myself, what I really love to do is sit down with these people and just ask them straight on questions. Are you an American citizen? You are. Do you believe that the Constitution is better than Sharia? What will you uphold? Will you uphold Sharia or the Constitution? Do you think that Jews are really pigs and apes? Is it true in Islam that you are allowed to lie to me because I'm nothing but a kafir? That's all I am, okay? I'm an infidel. Do you believe in jihad? Do you believe, I mean, there's like endless questions that need to be asked here. And the bottom line for me is, Doug, and look, I'm just echoing what Newt Gingrich said. So I guess there's a whole bunch of us in that basket of deplorables. Thank you, Ms. Clinton. The bottom line is this. Hundreds of people in this country have already lost their lives to jihad. Five people were blasted away by a shotgun in the Washington Mall over the weekend. The guy is from Turkey, and I'm putting my chips down with this guy got radicalized on some level. Got radicalized, made his big statement for Allah. And this is, it ain't going away, Doug. It's not going to go away. And as Newt Gingrich stated, and I'm back on the trail here, Newt Gingrich stated that the agency, the government, needs to sit down case by case and basically ask them, without lying to me, you know, do you favor the Sharia over the Constitution? Because if you do, then you can't be here in this country. If you favor Sharia over the Constitution, then we have one set of laws here, not two. One set of laws that we live by in America, at least the America that I grew up with. Now, if Hillary gets in, that's all going to change. And that's what people really need to get behind. If Hillary gets in, every life as we know it, it's going to be Obama on steroids. And the fact that she's even running is, to me, is absolutely beyond the pale. How can she sit there when she rigged the primaries, when she lied about Benghazi? She's been lying her entire career. She doesn't even know the truth anymore because she lies so much. And the fact that her husband, with all due respect, Mr. President, has a string of accusers saying that he was that they were raped by the guy. So, I mean, if it was one or two people, you'd go, well, okay. It's a string of them. A dozen? Two dozen? I mean, who knows how many people at this point? And we're letting these people back. And then you've got, you can see I'm just completely on fire here and vexed. Then you've got the whole idea of the Clinton Foundation. I didn't know. I did not have sex with that woman. Right? And here we go. And millions of dollars in Haiti. Where did the money go? Where did the money go? Nobody seems to know. What really happened at Benghazi? We're told the wag the dog deal. Oh, yeah. It was a, Obama said, well, you know, radical Islam had nothing to do with it. It was a people with the, and he goes on and on telling us that what it really was this ridiculous movie that some guy made, which caused the riot. Classic wag the dog. Classic wag the dog. This guy's incarcerated. He did nothing wrong. Now he's like completely lost everything because once the federal government comes after you, you're hosed. This guy has no life. He's living on Skid Row. It's over. There was a report a couple of weeks ago about this guy.
Let me just jump in here and tell you a little bit because I'm not sure. I'm not sure if the listeners know this either. But there is a YouTuber by the name of Montegraf. He goes by Montegraf, and he had sent me some research that he had done, and all. And kudos to him. I mean, great job. But his private. His private video he sent me, and I had cited him before in my investigation of that video. Well, that traces right back to John Brennan's companies. That video does, folks. It was a CIA operation, or it was a private security at the time operation via the CIA, and now it's really a CIA operation. That is the film. The film was that, and how that was exploited and used as the basis for that Benghazi excuse, not the attack, but the excuse. I just wanted to throw that out there and give a nod to Monograph and of course, you know, yeah, it traces right back to the CIA, LA. It does.
Which I mean, and look, you know, you and I both know this, and you know, I'm speaking to one of the lead choir members here, right? And I'm right next to you, but. When the Kennedy was shot down in Dallas, that changed everything. That changed everything. We've never had a real president since then, with the exception maybe of Reagan, and they tried killing him too. And then I think after that he played ball. But I'm Mr. Conspiratologist here. I got my tin hat on, and I'm wearing it proudly, Doug. The bottom line is, this just is not cool, what we see. And this is why Trump has resonated with the American people. Because the American people know that they are not being represented. Do you know that, you know, with all the government taxes, you can't save anymore? It's the death of the middle class. And we know that Hillary, if she gets in, she's going to raise taxes. Trillions more. We're already $20 trillion in debt or more, depending on who you want to talk to. We just can't keep doing this anymore. If Trump gets in, we've got a shot at turning the thing around. If Hillary gets in, it is over. Supreme Court justices will be absolutely liberal. Think Justice Sotomayor here, and maybe to even further left than what she is, which is hard to believe. That's it. It's over. Then she'll come after the guns, because that's what Obama's tried to do basically for the last years. So, 8 years. So, we are, in my opinion, at the end of a line here. And these debates coming up in about an hour and a half, if Trump is presidential and he doesn't become like a bully, if he's kind of aloof from her, I think he's going to win in a landslide. But you're right. The CIA, the secret dark governmental forces, which have run this country, and Eisenhower stated it, we all know the line, for those of us who talk about this stuff, the military-industrial complex. Doug, think about the 15 years of endless war that we've had in Afghanistan. What's going on here? Remember what Obama said? Going to bring our boys home from Afghanistan. Well, he didn't do that, and he's not going to do that. He never will do that, because he's not in control. He's not in control. And the powers that be will not allow him to do that, because there's a $1 trillion opium harvest every single year or higher from the opium that's harvested in Afghanistan. And it's all dark ops money, and they juggle stuff around, and that's where it goes.
Amen, brother. And that's it. I mean, the winner of the wars the last 15 years, it's the military-industrial complex. It's the warmongers. It's the people in the CIA at the upper echelons, the globalists. Right. And you know, L.A., I don't know if you caught this, but the proxy war, I've always said that World War III is going to begin in Syria. I mean, that's going to be the tripwire for World War III. My article's Death Race Damascus and other articles related to Syria. Look what's going on right now. I mean, Russia and Syria, or Russia and the U.S., the war machines in both countries are having words now. So World War III is about the, you know, we're at the precipice of World War III. But people don't want to hear this. A lot of people don't.
Doug, I have hammered this down in my book, Days of Chaos. I have blogged about it incessantly. I have spoken about it on your show and other shows. I have been waving my arms like, you know, a crazed fanatic, because I knew, like you, that it was coming. All the signs were there. And what's amazing to me is that some people go, oh, L.A., you know, the blood moons, man, like, you know, nothing happened. I mean, are you kidding me? A million Muslim refugees coming into Europe, storming into Europe. The gates of Vienna, Charles Martel, and the Battle of Tours, all for naught. A million Muslims. And Merkel is sitting here going, we need to have more come in. And everybody's kind of going, now, wait a minute. This ain't working out. It's not working out. And it never will work out.
No, hold on, L.A. We're up against the bottom of the hour break here. Okay. Just hold that thought. We're talking with L.A. Marzulli, lamarzulli.net. Folks, go there. Days of Chaos, great, great book. Also, The Watchers DVD series, got to grab that. Great. In fact, we're going to be talking about that here momentarily. L.A. Marzulli is our guest on this Debate Friday for the next 60 minutes. Stay right where you're at. Coming at you on this day of the big match, the big debate, the big televised debate, the Super Bowl of news programs, of course, news shows. This is the debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. And of course, the optics had to be fixed for Clinton. A podium or a personal lectern had to be modified to accommodate her small size and stature, difference between the two. Of course, we're going to be joining the debate live at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and it is Monday, not Friday. I said Friday when I was going out at the bottom of the hour. I don't know what I was thinking there. Our guest right now is L.A. Marzulli, lamarzulli.net. And if you haven't visited that site in a while, certainly visit his blog, which is lamarzulli.wordpress. But lamarzulli.net there, Days of Chaos. Also, the Watchers DVD series, get all 10 for a reduced price. And I love this series. It's an informative series. It really gets into, it gets into the meat of what LA talks about. And it's, if you watch the DVDs, I mean, I watch them. I learn more every time I watch one, and specifically the Watchers 10 DVD is extremely well done. They're all well done, but 10 is really filled with a lot of information. Of course, folks, our website, HagmanReport.com, go there for news information analysis. Of course, the latest, the Hofstra University provides trigger warning for presidential debate. That's up there. How ridiculous that is for the snowflake generation. Follow us on Twitter. We got, at Hagman Report Twitter. At Hagman PI, that's my personal Twitter site, and also Facebook, Hagman Report, and I'm on Facebook too, Doug Hagman. Keep posted for any. That's our social networking. There, we of course put news and breaking news on our social networks, Twitter and Facebook. Getting back to LA, thank you, LA, for holding over. Yeah, man, I'll tell you, this is just crazy stuff going on. So, you were saying before the break.
Well, it's just. We are at a period, a crossroads in this country. And the fact that the elites don't want Trump, that the globalists don't want Trump, we are being managed. It's a managed agenda. They are trying to hurt us her the American people. We are the last bastion of real freedom on the planet, really, when you think about it. And that might be some people, oh, LA, that's an overstatement. Well, you know, think what you want, but it's true. We are the last bastion of freedom. And unless we can take back the country, and in my opinion, the only person to do that right now is Trump. Look, the election was always supposed to be between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, the two houses. So at that point, at that rate, wouldn't matter who you voted for. You're going to get the same old, bring in the same people, and business would just go on as usual. So that got derailed. When Trump entered the race, if you recall, it was a pleasant distraction. People didn't really think he was serious. Well, he's really not going to do this. It's never going to happen. You know, he's bombastic. He's this. He's that. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I went out and got Trump's book. And it's amazing how some of the Washington people, including POTUS, our president of the United States, with all due respect to Mr. Obama, President Obama, what kind of training did this guy have? What kind of training did Obama have? Did he ever actually make anything? I mean, he was a law professor. Okay, I get that. So you're teaching the law, which is basically government. I understand that, but you're not making anything. You're not creating jobs. It doesn't make that. Well, you're not. So Trump, and I get it. You know, people, thousands of lawsuits, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, you know, that's think what you want to think. The bottom line, the guy is a businessman, and he's a really good businessman, and I read his book, and he's incredible. He's absolutely incredible. And he has stated something, Doug, that I just love. America first. America first. Americans first. Not illegals, not immigrants, not people coming across the border. Americans first. And I just love that. Bully for McDonald. That's what we need. It's time to get back. Oh, L.A., that's just, you know, you're just being xenophobic here. Really? I'm really being xenophobic? Are you kidding me? And this is the problem. Hillary's already called us. We're this basket of deplorables, which is basically, hopefully, 55 to 60% of the nation right now. We're all in that. Millions of people are deplorable, according to Ms. Clinton. The bottom line is, the American people are tired of illegals coming across the border. We are tired of jihad. We are worn weary of the drug culture, which continues to come across the southern border. And for those people who don't think that making a wall is going to solve anything, may I remind you of the one of the first original walls, the Great Wall of China, was built to keep the roving hordes, the Mongols, out of the Chinese government. And it worked. It worked. And that's how walls work. And with the advent of the airplane, they become obsolete. But you know what? We need a wall on the southern border. We do.
Yeah,
because
we do.
Every time, yep. Every conference I go to, Doug, I ask people, how many people in the audience have not had someone in rehab? Usually, let's say if there's 1,000 people, I might get 20 hands that will go up. Maybe 50. The majority of American people have had someone go through rehab. Doug, you and I know, because we're roughly the same age. You go back 50, 55, 60 years, no one knew how to spell rehab. It wasn't right. Part of the lexicon. It wasn't there. Now, it's like, you know, the drugs permeate everything. Everything. And it comes
but you
to
know,
cause
but
LA,
that's a criminal cabal in our government that's behind that drug, that opium, as you pointed out earlier, the opium Silk Road that's coming across through Europe, you know, but it's protected by our government, by the criminal cabal within our government.
Yeah, and this is when people hear this, they freak. Especially if someone's listening to your show for the first time, oh, that's just ridiculous. Oh, our government never do anything like that. Well, you know, it goes back to Dallas. It goes back to the magic bullet theory. It goes back to Oswald and Oswald being gunned down. And Oswald, look, I've been to the sixth floor book depository window. I've been there. Yep. And you can't go to where the sniper's nest supposedly was. You can't go there because it's all sealed off. And it's sealed off for a reason, because when you're over another 20 feet, it becomes even more absurd because the oak tree's right in your way. But I digress. The bottom line is, you stand there and pretend you're holding a rifle, which is what I did. And I pretend that I sighted down the barrel to the second X, the headshot. Doug, it's a long way away. And even with a scope, it's a long ways away. Could Oswald have done the shoot? Maybe. But with a man looker called Connor with a defective, stupid bolt action rifle and pumping off three shots, and the final shot's the headshot. Look, I was at the grassy knoll. I spent a lot of time, but I've spent hours there. I've been there two times, and both of the times I spent hours there, basically one whole day, next day about 3 or 4 hours it took my wife. When you stand behind the grassy knoll, and this is what most people don't get, you are less than 60 feet from the fatal headshot, and remember, the limousine came to almost a complete stop at that point. It was literally a turkey shoot. Yep. Our country changed that day, and it's never been the same since, in my opinion.
I agree. Yeah, I was at the depository. I was on the grassy knoll. I surveyed that whole area. I talked to people there who had set up one gentleman who had set up a vendor kind of booth there to with all sorts of alternative explanations outside of the Warren Commission reports. You know, it's something where it's even bigger than this. I mean, to get America, the entirety of America, or the majority of America, to believe it happened the way the Warren Commission said it happened. What is wrong with people? I mean, seriously, what is wrong with people that they cannot see or they can't fathom this, the existence of conspiracies? Look, I'm an investigator. I investigate conspiracies, but it's what I do. I mean, more than one person, you know, two people or more involved in the planning of a criminal activity. By definition, it's a conspiracy.
That's it.
But what's wrong?
Look, there's a psychological term. It's called cognitive dissonance. And I see this a lot. When you talk to someone about UFOs or the Nephilim, even Christians, or Genesis 6, you get the deer in the headlights look. And the reason for that, most people have nothing in their computer banks. What I mean by that, they haven't looked at the subject. So there's nothing there. So there's nothing to relate to. And they just kind of go blank. And they immediately go to, well, that can't happen because I don't have anything in my database here that even addresses something like this. So when you go to someone, you go, hey, are you aware that fallen angels may have had sex with women of Earth and created a hybrid being known as the Nephilim? And this is in a church setting. You get, what are you smoking, Marzulli? But it's there. Same thing with the Kennedy assassination. Especially in my father's generation, I'm 65, so my dad passed away 2 years ago this last August. He was 94, World War II vet. They believed in the government. They believed in it. That's what they fought for. They believed in America. They believed in the government. And that government, as corrupt as it may have been, was nothing like what happened and where we are now after the Kennedy assassination, because that was a coup d'etat. There's no doubt about it. Because Kennedy, in my opinion, Kennedy was going to abolish the CIA, break it into 1,000 pieces. That's stated on the record. He was going to dismantle and move away from the Federal Reserve. That's strike two. Strike three, bring our boys from Vietnam. That was it. And all those things, you can't do that, because the Federal Reserve holds us by the throat, by the financial throat, as it were. And the CIA is what, you know, the whole deal with the Bay of Pigs and everything else and all the wars. That scene in JFK, Oliver Stone's movie JFK, where the character, the deep throat character, the ex-general, ex-military guy sitting on the bench, and he gives this soliloquy, and it's just, you know, and then with the dates, and we went to here, and then we went there, and then we did this, and we financed that, and he, you know, it's Cambodia and Laos, and it's just all over the place, and it's like, that's what we do.
Right.
And the American people don't know about it. Look, getting back to Syria.
Yes.
People expected from the four blood moons that the planet was going to split in half. Well, it didn't. But two unprecedented events did happen. We already talked about the first. Millions of Muslims coming into Europe. It's over. It's a clash of civilizations. The second one, which most people don't realize, is the Russians came down into the Middle East with a huge military force. And I'm not just talking a couple of tanks. I mean a huge military force. That's what they came down with. And what we see in Aleppo right now is basically they got the Russians' fingerprints all over this thing. And Aleppo is, it looks like it's been firebombed, like the Dresden firebombing in World War II. And Damascus, and I've blogged about this, I've shown it, I show it at conferences, I think you saw it the last time we were at the Dallas Hear the Watchman conference, and the area around Damascus has become a ruinous heap. Damascus is still standing, but what percentage? I don't know. And it's really hard to get information out of it. But we know that the area around Damascus has become a ruinous heap. This is World War III. This is World War III. And if we see a nuke go off in that area, Doug, then I think that's going to trigger supernatural events, which I've also written about for decades, literally decades.
That's you have, and you've been at the tip of the spear on this, all of this, from your Watchers series DVDs, which are excellent. I mean, they are well done, folks. LAMarzulli.net for the Watchers series, and also Days of Chaos. The Days of Chaos is really right on the money. I don't want to say predictive, but certainly you laid out the geopolitics of everything that we're seeing today. So great job on that, but.
I appreciate
you're right.
It. Thank you so much.
You know, yeah, and LA, I mean, I really appreciate the way you come at everything from a biblical perspective and back up the current events, prophetic events, using the biblical, or using scripture as well. So, and I think that's what's lacking in a lot of people, even with the Trump, just touching on the debates again, and folks, we're going to be joining the debates at 9 o'clock, simulcasting the debates, but, the people in America, I believe, are looking for one person to solve all of the problems. But people have to understand, I think, that even with Donald Trump or even a perfect American, we cannot solve the problems of this country, in my view, because the bankruptcy, spiritual, intellectual bankruptcy, is so severe and so deep. That's my opinion right now. I mean, we've dumbed down generations, two, three generations of people through this common core, this utter crap that's being taught in schools.
That's right.
You know,
right.
So, and the geopolitics now have gotten so out of hand, and you've got this lawlessness across the country. And again, you point this out in your book, Days of Chaos. Folks, go to LAMarzulli.net and grab a hold of his book if you don't have it already. And of course, the Watchers series, let me just ask you, let's just assume for a moment here, presume that tonight's debates are going to, let's just say that they're not going to change anything, okay? We'll just say that they go off and, they don't change a thing. What do you think will happen? I mean, give me your best guess here. Do you think that Trump will, I'm kind of going all over the place, but I'm going, kind of, I'm getting to a purpose, or getting to an end here eventually. Do you think that Trump will win, I mean, will prevail? And do you think that he will become president? Do you think that the elections could be disrupted? Because I've been getting so many emails saying, oh, you know, things are going to happen, perhaps, that may disrupt our electoral process. What do you think?
Well, everything is possible. It's a question of what is probable. And I don't have a crystal ball. I mean, I've heard everything that's come across my desk from they're going to have an EMP, which will be a staged phony deal, a black ops thing, a false flag thing, and they'll blame it on somebody. World War III could erupt. What happens if Hillary is really unfit to run? Many people think that she is. She's got some serious medical issues from what I can see. If she falters tonight, if she can't make it through 90 minutes, then she's toast. Then the Democrats have to figure out what they're going to do. And that's extremely interesting. We're into an area that the history's had it a couple of times, but would they postpone the elections? Would they then run the Jesuit vice president? I mean, who knows, right? Who knows?
Yeah, Cain, that's right.
Are they going to roll him up? Are they going to roll Joe Biden out? I think if Hillary falters tonight, then she really is toast. I'm sure that she'll have some kind of drug cocktail. Look at her eyes if they show her close up. But, 90 minutes, it's a long time. It's a long time. And I've done that. You've done that, too. I mean, you do it every day on your show. You know what 90 minutes is. But it's different when you're in front of a large crowd standing on your 2 feet and you're yakking. I do our presentations all day long. There are some times when I just got done doing one up in Saskatchewan where I'll go for 2 hours standing the whole time. And I go with my PowerPoints and off we go. This is different. this is different, because she has no idea, or she, actually, she probably has a really good idea what the questions are. Knowing the way the game is rigged, she's probably got the questions ahead of time somehow, because that's how things work here. So,
yeah,
but she's still got to field them. She still has to field them. And there could be wild cards in there. And it'd be very interesting to see her think on her feet, as well as Trump. Trump's got the same thing. If Trump appears presidential, if he doesn't stoop to calling names like he did with Little Marco, but that's what we remember, isn't it? Little Marco, low-energy Jeb, Lion Ted. And, you know, everybody was true. Everything he said about those people, low-energy Jeb. I mean, can you imagine Jeb as president? I mean, just go shoot me now. And I used to joke, you know, vote for Jeb in my George Bush imitation. I mean, I was saying that like 3 years ago, knowing that they were going to trot out Jeb Bush. Sure enough, out he comes. And then we got, you know, Bush Sr., I'm with her. She's supporting Hillary. I mean, these people should be keel-hauled. Just joking. For those of you who are listening with the alphabet soup, okay?
That's joking. Right.
Tongue-in-cheek here. Tongue-in-cheek. Look, I have a great respect to the guy. But, you know, Bush was also CIA. And he doesn't remember, according to stuff that I've read, where he was when Kennedy is shot. Everybody in America knows exactly where they were when JFK was gunned down in Dallas. But, you know, Bush 41, I'm not so sure. So, you know, I don't know what to think of that. I'm not saying anything. I'm not accusing him of anything. I have no idea what happened. But I just find it really odd that these guys would flip and say something like, I'm with her. I'm with her.
Really?
Really? I mean, that's just wacky. That's wacky.
Yeah, it's difficult for me to believe, but then when you look at the situation, you've got the globalists sticking together. You got the Bush family, you got the Clinton family, and you got the Bushes and Obama too. The information is coming out how close George W. and Michelle Obama are. It's really interesting because the political parties are no longer, it's one uniparty. It's really the globalist versus the nationalist, if you want to really have parties or designate parties there. This is breaking news, LA. At least six states now going toward six states have basically, let's see here. Six states are going to Clinton, six swing states out of the 57 states named by Obama. Yeah, that's right. Saudi Arabia, Iran, going to, you know what? I'm just kidding around, but little humor or lack. I guess that didn't land too well. But you know what? So we're seeing things here. Really, the globalists versus the nationalists, as you mentioned earlier, we're seeing all of this taking place, LA, right before our very eyes. Did you think that you would live to see this, what we're seeing right now? Did you, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, did you think that you'd be seeing what you're seeing right now?
No, I think the events of 9/11 changed everything. And I truly believe, you know, people go, oh, LA, you know, 9/11, here we go with the tinfoil hat, conspiracy nonsense. Well, look, folks, just look at Building 7. You watch, and again, this is cognitive dissonance, Doug, because people look at Building 7 and they go, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the Duke University did a study on it, and they said that it was the first steel building ever to collapse from a fire in modern history. Well, isn't that convenient? I mean, isn't that convenient? Are you kidding me? Buildings don't collapse like that. That's controlled demolition. These buildings were brought down by a weapon, which we don't know. We really don't. Some sort of scalar technology, perhaps, that you know, there's a woman, I forget her name. It'll come to me in a minute, maybe. Yeah, Dr. Judy Wood. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Dr. Judy Wood. And she calls it dustification. When you look at entire chunks of the building evaporating in front of you. I mean, it just makes no sense. Firemen trapped on the whatever it was, the 23rd or the 32nd floor, they hear the building come down, but all of a sudden it's daylight overhead. Well, where's the building? The fact that the rubble pile should have been a lot bigger than what it was, the fact that something was burning in the basements of the World Trade Towers a month later. It was still hot, still smoldering, white hot. You know, is that nanothermite? I mean, you know, you be the judge. The bottom line is Building 7 was not hit by a plane. It had normal fires. Fires can't melt steel like that. The whole thing comes down at free fall speed, which is why, and here's the punchline, folks, for you who don't know, over 1,500 architects and engineers, and by the way, these are the people that go to school to learn how to build all these buildings, they have said, and coalesce together, that this is a physical impossibility. That, and this is why they've coalesced together, 9/11 truth, they want a separate congressional committee to be formed to investigate the events of 9/11. It'll never happen. Never happen. It's just like the House investigation, the JFK murder. They figured, well, in all probability, there was probably a conspiracy. Did anybody do anything about that? Not a thing. Not a thing. They just, you know, they had their big deal. They had all these people, the acoustic evidence, this and that and the other thing. No one did anything. No one went looking for the killers. No one tried to do anything. That was it. It was a dog and pony show. Dog and pony show. And that's where we are, Doug. Everything, it's a, as Chuck Missler would say, it's a managed agenda. And the fact that George Soros is involved should let people know exactly what's happening. The elites, they want a two-class system. The elites that are in power and the rest of poor underneath, equally poor. Everyone else is equal below them, but equally poor. You want to see what they That's want? Right. Go to Peru. Go to Bolivia. Go to any third world country. That's what they want. And the fact Obama has almost eradicated the middle class. There were over 92 million people unemployed, and I think our unemployment rate is closer to 30%. They just fudged the figures. There are, what, 60 million, 70 million people on food stamps. The racial tension has gotten worse under our first black president than ever before that I can remember, except maybe for the Martin Luther King era. That's it. I've never seen it this charged, this volatile before. Everything has gotten worse. You know, Doug, everywhere I go, I ask people, are we better off now than what we were, let's say, 15 years ago? Not a hand goes up. Not a hand goes up. Not no. A hand. Not one wherever I go. Because everybody knows they can feel it instinctively, viscerally. They know that something has changed. And they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together. And so people look at the Donald and go, maybe this is it. Maybe this is the way that we get a modicum of change. Maybe it's like our last hope. Because I got to tell you, man, you know, Clinton's already talking 65% death tax. I mean, you can't save any money anymore. You can't do it because any profit, look, I'm an entrepreneur. I have a publishing company, okay, Spiral of Life. And it's so funny how people always want everything for free. So I was going to do this spoof video where I go out to my book tree in the backyard and I have a little watering can and I water it and go, well, it's almost done. You know, here's my 10th book, Nephilim Hybrid. See, folks, it's growing right on the tree. You know, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But by the time everything is done, I basically make a living. I'm not complaining, but my profit goes right to the IRS. My profit goes to the IRS and then the state tax. So between the state and the feds, I pay upwards of 35 to 40%. What's left for me? Not much. Not much. It's onerous.
You get done paying your bills, LA, I mean, face the same thing here. The tax is oppressive. And I'll tell you something. You're right on that taxation by Clinton. But, you know, it's Congress that passes these laws. And we are seeing the same thing happen in Congress as we are in the executive branch. The Congress, of course, is saying, well, no, you know, it's the globalists, party of the globalists, the same way in Congress as it is in the executive branch. Folks, we're so blessed to have L.A. Marzulli on, lamarzulli.net. That's lamarzulli.net, linked off of HagmanReport.com. Stay with us as we glide through the remainder, as we glide through the debates, or up to the debates, with L.A. Marzulli from lamarzulli.net. Watchers Series, Days of Chaos. Boy, how great is this? We're going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.